Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 7th of December 2025, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Also, happy 10th birthday to the 23cm QSO party that celebrates after this broadcast. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR, with the latest updates, stories and insights from the amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated teams. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. HF relays, 1.862 MHz, any takers? 3.67 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 7.14 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, 14.13 MHz by Dale VK7DG, 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT, and locally in Hobart on UHFCB channel 24 and HFCB channel 24, that's 11 metres, with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Microwave news, 10 years of the 23cm QSO party. Today, Sunday the 7th of December, VK7 marks a significant microwave milestone, the 10th anniversary of the 23cm QSO party. To celebrate, we're encouraging as many stations as possible to get on air and to help deliver record participation. Following the event, a historical and results-based article is planned for Amateur Radio Magazine to capture a decade of progress, experimentation and community building. The QSO party takes place each Sunday at 10am, immediately after the VK7WI broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Two groups participate, one in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Once the FM activity concludes, Hobart and Launceston stations attempt contacts using a Q65-60B on 1296.2 MHz, with Hobart transmitting first period and Launceston the second. The idea began almost 10 years ago when a handful of Hobart operators dusted off dormant 23cm gear and aimed homebrew antennas towards Kumani Mount Wellington. During a Reister barbecue between sizzling sausages and signal strength debates, someone suggested a simple post-broadcast 23cm QSO to get together to test coverage and spark improvements. A challenge was accepted. On the 6th of December 2015, Murray VK7ZMS set up on the summit as the inaugural control station. A follow-up discussion at the DATV night 3 days ago confirmed the verdict. It worked. It was enjoyable and it should become a weekly habit. The first report listed VK7ZMS, VK7MO, VK7BEN, VK7KAJ, VK7ZL, VK7OO and VK7JG with VK7TW and VK7HRS listening in. By the following week, there were 9 stations active, and Danny VK7HTM joined the growing group, though the control station was missing due to a far higher priority commitment, Murray's daughter's birthday. A decade on, and the small Sunday experiment had grown into a vibrant community. Around 15 stations now take part each week, and there are 47 23cm capable amateur operators in southern Tasmania alone, with more active in the north and northwest. The QSO party has mapped countless microwave paths, inspired new antenna builds, strengthened operating skills, and quietly lifted 23cm capability across VK7. We look forward to hearing you on 23cm after the broadcast to set a new VK7 record. And that comes 73 from Rex, VK7MO. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. A quieter week in VK7 for activations with just one activation recorded. Matt, VK7MAT, headed to Trevellyn Nature Recreation Area for an after-work session, with the first CQ going out at 1900 local time. Matt logged 47 contacts, including stations from VK, New Zealand and Japan. Matt operated with an IC7300 and an EFHW configured as an inverted V. For those who enjoy hunting rare parks, Denny, AT44I, aka VU2DGR, is currently based at the Barati Research Station in Antarctica. The site qualifies as both a WWFF and POTA entity. Denny, a frequently active on 20-meter SSB, so keep an ear out. At 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News. Inwards QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau, as at the 21st of November, is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so that he can tidy up and remove cards that may be poor silent keys and may have been held for some time. Send me your QTH address so I can either mail them out or deliver them on an opportunity basis. Email to westyh@ozemail.com.au. Herman has had questions about how to use the Outwards QSL Bureau. The first prerequisite by using the Outwards Bureau is that you must be a financial member of the WIA, the peak body representing all Australian amateurs at the national and international level with regard to things related to our hobby. If you are not a WIA member, you will have to send your cards direct to the station worked or use another method for confirming your QSO. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSB night, TV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, AX, EV, TW, ZGK and KT, all sharing 45 photos. The main themes were amateur TV, studio equipment and repeaters, the recent equine state championships with ride base and an early morning start at the Rubicon and Orchard checkpoints, large HF antenna arrays and a lonely 23-centimetre beam. Other highlights were the special event call sign of VI8POL for the 8th Annual National Police Week in Australia. Anti-vaxxers knowing more than scientists is probably due to the Dunning-Kruger effect. Electric trains in the Netherlands. A look at different types of parasites with a new modern class. A confused street sign. Life, coffee and whiskey. A shop with stuff you don't need. The Hobart Cenotaph on a green hill with clear views of the river and mountains. A cartoon about the Legislative Council. And 73 from Sleeping Billy the Beagle. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7AJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchange photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 5:30pm and 11:30pm. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net and there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's website or on NTARC's website under blogs, 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30am till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. At number again, 0417 354 410. at 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. The highlight of this week happened over the last weekend, starting at midnight on Friday. NTARC with Reese Weissen, NWTARC and the Ulverston Radio Operators Club came together and provided safety communications and rider tracking for the final equine event of the year, the 24-hour state championships held near Sassafras. The communications trailer was delivered Wednesday morning and was set up, quickly followed by the 70-centimetre data and 2-metre voice repeaters being set up at a nearby hilltop farmer's shed. Checkpoints were then visited to prove voice and data integrity. All the midnight start contingency had arrived by midday Friday and headed out to establish their checkpoints. Checkpoints were at Rubicon, Dolerite, Orchard and the original Garney Stump. Rides were 160km starting at midnight, 100km starting at 0400, plus 40km at 0700. We provided the organisers with 7 checkpoints at 4 locations and a communications trailer at ride base. Unlike last year's almost continuous stormy weather conditions, this year was the opposite, mild throughout the weekend, but the direct sun still had quite a bite to it. Operationally, the weekend went smoothly without any major horse or rider mishaps. Unfortunately, a small group of riders were talking and missed a turnoff. This added up to an extra 10 kilometres before they realised their mistake. However, one of the riders still went on to win the 160km event. Those of us that stayed till Sunday finished the last of the packing up of the checkpoints, repeaters and communications trailer in the morning. This was interspersed with consumption of the renowned egg and bacon rolls and much chatter before settling in for the official event presentations. Finally dispersing mid-afternoon and making our way back home to the northwest coast, Hobart and Launceston. This proved to be an excellent chance for like-minded amateurs to gather together while volunteering to assist the community. Attending were VK7s, Justin TW, Harry HXT, Jim JZ, Oliver NFI, Murray ZMS, Eric EV, Rob ARG, Fran FRN, Stuart ES, Roger ARN, Stuart FEAT, Idris ZIR, Andre ZAB, Stefan ZSB, and from the Ulverston Radio Operators Club, Johan, Alex and Michelle. Thank you to all who assisted in the smooth running of the communications side of this important Tasmanian event. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Back in early November, Ross VK7 ALH brought in an immaculate condition Yaesu Munson FL50B, which he had recently acquired. Evidently, it was originally sold in Johannesburg, South Africa. Last technical night, Ross brought in the original version of the same model, an FL50, purely for comparison between versions. It was still a tabletop model, but manufactured slightly earlier in the mid-1960s and bore the extra name of Single Sidebander. That was subsequently dropped. Frequency coverage was still from 80 to 10 metres in 5 amateur bands with an all-valve construction using a 6JS6A as the final, producing a peak output of approximately 50 watts. There were some internal changes in layout that were streamlined in the B version, but very identifiably similar. The standout difference was that most switches were rocker types, whereas the B version used slider switches that had become very popular. The transmit push-to-talk, or PTT button as it is commonly known, is literally a push-in button on the front panel, as opposed to a lever key switch on the latter version. The changes to the analog front panel display were quite distinctive between versions, but overall they had the same style. This one certainly wasn't pristine like his latest acquisition, but it was still in good condition and worthy of his collection. Thank you for the chance to compare production line versions, Ross. Please take note, because the Christmas break is almost upon us, we have added an off-fortnight club room technical night. This will be the final session for the year and held on Wednesday the 17th of December. It will commence at the usual time of 6:30 at the Clubroom Archer Street, Rochalie. Probably not necessarily a show and tell or even a presentation, more of a coffee or tea, food and plenty of chatter type of evening. The exception being, I believe, Colin VK7ZCF will have his laptop, drafting and 3D printer software with him just in case there are any follow-up questions or problems from his previous presentation on computer-aided design and 3D printing. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events: on-air test and technical net session every Wednesday, test net and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. NTARC General Meeting, this Wednesday night, the 10th of December at 7:30 p.m, NTARC Club Rooms. If you have any items you would like to add to the agenda, please email the Secretary at secretary@ntarc.net no later than Tuesday, the 5th of December. Club Room Technical Night, the final session for the year, will be Wednesday, the 17th of December, and will commence at the usual time, 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. December event, REAST end-of-year sausage sizzle. Last Wednesday saw the christening of the new Mega Barbecue under the expert tutelage of our chief chef, Tony VK7VKT. The onion snags and burgers were expertly cooked to perfection. Thanks, Tony. The WAGs gave the barbecue the vote of confidence over lunchtime, and then the WIGs confirmed the WAGs' finding, with over 20 people coming along to the evening to enjoy a sanger or three. There was much reminiscing about a great year for REAST. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Wednesday Experimenters Group. Please note that we will be continuing the Wednesday Experimenters Group nights in December on the 10th and 17th of December, then back on the 7th of January 2026 and throughout January. That's 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers. January 2026, huge car boot sale and a barbecue. REAST will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 18th of January 2026. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot. Then you can sell as much as you want. All profits go to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available at $2 per can. No need to book, just turn up. And that comes 73 from the REAST Committee. February 2026, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us about FE, FF, OE, MUF, all that ionospheric stuff. With decades of experience, including his time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the IPS, now Space Weather Services, Roger brings significant expertise in this space, pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, tech maps, X, ES, GraphX, PCAs, solar indices, and more, plus online tools and data sources you can use. Whether you are chasing DX, planning portable operations, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favourite band just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a geek bro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REAST Training and Assessment Updates. Congratulations to those who passed their upgrade assessments last weekend. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? REAST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates: foundation training and assessment days, held every 2 months, with the next one on the 22nd of February 2026. standard advanced and regulation assessments held on alternate months. Next is on the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reece Events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reece.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the Reece YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email version of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, Reece is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Space Weather News. How the Sun Grounded 6,000 Planes. Thanksgiving travellers were surprised last week when Airbus grounded roughly 6,000 A320 family jets for an urgent software rollback. The cause of the delay? Fears of radiation from cosmic rays and solar storms. The problem came to light on October the 30th when a JetBlue Airways A320 flying from Cancun to New Jersey suddenly dropped in altitude. At least 15 passengers were injured. When investigators dug into the flight control data, they found that the aircraft software was vulnerable to single-event upsets. That is, bits flops caused when a high-energy particle randomly changes a 1 to a 0, or vice versa, corrupting critical data. In the A320, some recently installed software wasn't properly hardened against this type of glitch, so on November 28th, regulators ordered an emergency rollback before the jets could return to service. In most cases, the jets were back in the air the next day. Although some mainstream news outlets suggested the JetBlue mishap was triggered by solar radiation, there was no solar radiation storm on October the 30th. Instead, the upset was likely caused by a stray galactic cosmic ray, the same class of particle that the Sun produces in large quantities during extensive storms. Avionics are bathed in cosmic rays continuously, says Clive Dyer, a radiation expert at the UK's Surrey Space Centre. This can result in anomalies even when no solar storm is happening. Coincidentally, less than 2 weeks after the JetBlue incident, there was a significant solar radiation event. On November the 11th, an X-class solar flare triggered the strongest ground-level event, a GLE, in nearly 20 years. Energetic particles flooded Earth's atmosphere, doubling radiation levels at aviation altitudes. Dyer and colleagues analysed the storm and found that bit flips in computer memory could have occurred at a rate of approximately 50 errors per hour per gigabyte. No flight anomalies were reported, he notes, but I can only believe that the November 11th event focused minds on this problem. It's a problem worth focusing on. On February the 23rd, 1956, the largest GLE of the space age boosted aviation radiation levels more than 100 times. Tree rings and ice cores show that Miyake events, GLEs thousands of times more intense, have struck Earth in the past few millennia. Modern society simply hasn't experienced one yet. Upgrading the flight software is a good idea. And that was sourced from spaceweather.com. Now regular VK gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 with a negative 600 kHz offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south, plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Wags, Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6pm in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domains and streamed. Reist 6m AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30pm. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7pm, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm to 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 17th of December from 6:30 at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local. Northwest Tassie 2m DX Group, 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events. Reist, 7th of December, 23cm CUSO party. 10-year birthday, on air straight after this broadcast. NTARC, 10th of December, NTARC General Meeting from 7:30pm in the NTARC Club Rooms. Worldwide, 25th of December, Santa, in all his inclusive, culturally sensitive glory, will make his annual non-denominational opt-in festive appearance, respectfully entering the household via the chimney only after completing a thorough risk assessment and gaining implicit consent from all present. He may then deliver a brand new radio engineered to empower diverse communication pathways and celebrate the rich cat tapestry of global amateur operators. Phew. Reist, 18th of January 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue from 11am after broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. Reist, 4th of February 2026, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports with VK2ZRH from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7DG, 40 metres, VK7ALH, 20 metres, VK7TW, 10 metres, VK7JGD, UHF CB24 and HF CB24 VK7 FMAC. DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8pm on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday 9pm. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroup.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. Reminder to all those 23cm stations in the Hobart area, We are gathering on 1296.15 megahertz FM to celebrate 10 years of the 23cm QSO party and set a record for the highest number of 23 stations we have ever had on frequency. Point your beams towards Mount Wellington and stand by after the broadcast. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris VK7ZIR, wishing you 73, good DX and a great week ahead.